Stone Fox, Chapter 3, Searchlight. It's easy to tell when it's winter in Wyoming. There's snow on everything, the trees, the houses, the roads, the fields, and even the people, if they stay outside long enough. It's not a dirty snow, it's a clean, soft snow that rests like a blanket over the entire state. The air is clear and crisp, and the rivers are all frozen. It's fun to be outdoors and see the snowflakes float down past the brim of your hat, and hear the squeak of the fresh powder under your boots. Winter in Wyoming can be the most beautiful time of the year, if you're ready for it. Little Willie was ready. He had chopped enough wood. They would not be cold. He had stocked enough food. They would not go hungry. He had asked Lester at the general store how much food Grandfather had bought last year. Then he had purchased the same amount. This would be more than enough, because Grandfather wasn't eating very much these days. The coming of the snow as early as October also meant the coming of school, but little Willie didn't mind. He liked school. However, his teacher, Miss Williams, had told Grandfather once, "Far as I'm concerned, that boy of yours just asks too many questions." Grandfather had just laughed and said, "How's he going to learn if you don't ask?" Then later, Grandfather had said to little Willie, "If your teacher don't know, you ask me. If I don't know, you ask the library. If the library don't know, then you've really got yourself a good question." Grandfather had taught little Willie a lot. But now little Willie was on his own. Each morning he would get up and make a fire. Then he would make oatmeal mush for breakfast. He ate it. Searchlight ate it. Grandfather ate it. He would feed Grandfather a spoonful at a time. After breakfast, little Willie would hitch up Searchlight to the sled. It was an old wooden sled that Grandfather had bought from the Indians. It was so light that little Willie could pick it up with one hand, but it was strong and sturdy. Little Willie rode on the sled, standing up, and Searchlight would pull him 5 miles across the snow-covered countryside to the schoolhouse, which was located on the outskirts of town. Searchlight loved the snow. She would wait patiently outside the schoolhouse all day long, and little Willie never missed a chance to run out between classes and play with his friend. After school, they would go into the town of Jackson and run errands. They would pick up supplies at Lester's general store, or go to the post office, or go to the bank. Little Willie had $50 in savings in a savings account at the bank. Every month, Grandfather had deposited the money Little Willie had earned working on the farm. "Don't thank me," Grandfather would say. "You earned it. You're a good little worker, and I'm proud of you."